What's happening, world? How you doing? Neil Maidment here, healthinfluence.com. Thought I'd go live. I've just got something in the mind that I really just wanted to say to people today. So if you're tuning in live, hello. If you're listening to this on the pod or on Facebook, Instagram, wherever it may be, then hello to the world. I trust everyone's doing really, really well, feeling healthy, feeling energetic. It's just something I've been coming across recently, talking with a bunch of people, but also just casting my mind back for quite some time now about what I've personally been doing with health. And that is, where are you putting your money? Like, it's not up to me where you put your money, but are you budgeting for your health? Or is your cash flow going somewhere else? Are you wasting it on other things? Like, it may not seem that important, but I truly believe that if we're not budgeting for health, and so many people that I speak to client-wise, they don't have a budget for their health. They don't look at it at all, which is fine. It's okay. But maybe you can start just even looking at putting some dollars away so you can look after your health better. And that's not necessarily putting the money for health into something, just one thing, but just not necessarily looking into the future of saving it for a rainy day until you get ill or anything like that, saving it for medical expenses. It's just a daily, weekly thing of putting your health as primary. Just as an example, it's a very special day today and I got treated to a massage. So I've just got back a couple of hours ago from having a Thai massage, which was a wonderful experience, really lovely. My body felt like it needed it. I've been tight and a bit sore, neck, shoulders, doing a lot of computer work recently. So my body needed it. Myself and my wife have massages pretty regularly, but it just casts my mind back to when I lived in Australia quite a few years ago, 5-6 years ago now. I was running my ass ragged. I was working my full-time job, which is on my feet, using my body quite a lot. Previous to what I do now. I was also training 2-3 nights a week for high grade football and playing on a weekend, plus running, plus biking, plus all sorts of other stuff, driving around, all sorts. So it was a busy period and I ended up having one massage every single week. That's every week. After a while, it became two a week because my massage therapist was so good and she suggested that I go for two a week, and I was doing so much that I went for it. Started doing two a week and the benefits were amazing. My mental energy was better. The clarity was there. I felt more energy within my body as a whole to get through football games. I was recovering better. Work felt better. So it just really stems me to ask you guys, what are you doing daily or weekly on a regular basis that's benefiting your health? Are you putting some sort of budget towards your health, or have you don't even go there? Or do you rely on the medical world to sort you out when you're broken, which is what I come across quite a lot. And being a health practitioner of over 11 years now, like that's what I see a lot of. People wait until it's broken to go get it fixed. If that was our cars, we get them serviced regularly. We top it up with good fuel, as I've talked about in a podcast before and on stage in January. Putting the right fuel in your body is key. If you want to have good energy, feel good, la, la, la. But really, it's what else are you doing budget-wise on a regular basis that's going to benefit you long-term? And we're talking long-term here. I personally don't want to rely on the medical situation when I'm 50, 60, 70, 80 plus. I don't want to be in hospital. I don't want to be relying on going to the doctor twice a week or taking medications. So I focus now, and I like to help people now sort it out before it becomes a problem. Prevention is way better than cure in the medical profession. So why not focus on it? Why not look at the budget that you've got, put something towards your health, weekly, monthly, whatever's going to suit your budget, but also is going to help the demand that you're putting on the body. It's going to help with that. It really is a demand and supply situation. If you demand more of your body, you have to supply it with more. That goes for the fuel, so the food, nutrients, etc., that you're putting in your body, but also the work that your body needs. So you guys, I don't like to say we're machines because we're not, but if we focus on how a machine works, it needs to be oiled properly, it needs to be serviced. Our body's no different. We need to fuel it well, good nutrients, but also we need to have work done on it. Take the tension away before it becomes a problem, get rid of extra toxins if the muscle isn't released, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just I wanted to pose something to you guys to really just try and understand. Don't rely on people to fix you. Look at something now that can help you prevent problems. Problems happen, but look into the future. What can you put into your budget? Can you afford to do it? And go from there. Ask me any questions if you have. I'll have tons of ideas what you could do, whether it be stretching daily, going to a massage on a regular basis, Pilates, yoga, whatever it may be that's going to suit you. If you want a free consult, I'll be more than happy to set that up. I'm really ridiculously busy, but I can open up a slot or two just for a quick free consult to point you in the right direction if that's what's needed for you to make that initial get-go. Or if you're confused with anything I've said today or previously, please ask. Comment, like, share below if you understand this, if you like this, and you know anybody who would want to make some changes in their health. It is now, it's today. Don't focus future on going to rely on the medical situation to sort you out. Get it sorted now. Check out what you've got in your budget and let's chat soon. I hope everyone's well, healthy and happy. Chat with you real soon, guys. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.